Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Union officials from Germany and with the United Auto Workers have scheduled a press conference today. They're expected to discuss their efforts to gain labor representation for workers at the Mercedes factory near Tuscaloosa. The event coincides with a visit from Michael Brecht, the top labor representative on the supervisory board of Mercedes parent Daimler AG, and Jörg Hoffmann, the vice president of the union, representing most auto workers in Germany. They're expected to join UAW President Dennis Williams in announcing a partnership to encourage the recognition of the union at the plant. Brecht told the Associated Press in a recent interview that he considers it unacceptable that the German automaker's Alabama plant stands alone among the company's factories around the world without union representation for its workers. Alabama is whittling down the debt it owes to a state trust fund for money borrowed during the recession. APR's Ryan Vasquez has more.
Governor Robert Bentley says the state will repay $70 million to the Alabama Trust Fund from fiscal 2014 revenue. Half of that was required by state law, and the other half became available because of extra revenue the state received. The state borrowed $437 million in fiscal 2009 to operate public education when state tax collections fell during the recession. The $70 million will bring the repayment so far to $344 million and leave $93 million still owed to the trust fund. The governor says fiscally responsible budgeting, an improving economy, and stronger revenues contributed to the repayment. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
Governor Robert Bentley has surpassed the $6 million fundraising mark in his quest to win a second term in office. Bentley has raised $6.1 million over the last 2 years, according to fundraising reports filed yesterday. The Republican maintains a lopsided fundraising advantage over Democrat Parker Griffith, a month ahead of the November election. Griffith has raised just shy of $350,000 in cash donations since announcing his bid for governor. The former congressman has also loaned his campaign nearly $400,000. Griffith has a campaign balance of about $22,000 that pales to Bentley's $1.6 million going into the campaign's home stretch. Bayfest is kicking off this weekend. Over 50 musical acts are making their way to Mobile for the 20th anniversary of the festival. Every year, the festival brings thousands of people to Mobile. Shayna Jordan is Bayfest's executive director. She says the large number of people means more money for the region.
We put on this event so that there is a return on investment for the city. It was originally started to help the city, and its economic impact is a huge return on investment. Just last year, it was 366%. Return on the investment for the city of Mobile.
Jordan says over the last 19 years, the festival has raised over $388 million for the region. Bayfest begins today and wraps up Sunday evening. Now for the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
We'll start a Friday morning rather stormy. Some of the storms could be rather strong, and then we'll go dry later this evening and tonight. And it gets much cooler tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s for the northern half of the state. Low 50s along the Gulf Coast for Saturday, a breezy day and a cooler day. Highs near 70 for central and south Alabama, but 60s are likely for highs over north Alabama. Look for temperatures starting off Sunday morning in the 40s. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.